This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
There are few groups who could stand to benefit from therapy more than black people. I mean, think about all the things black people have been through. Slavery, segregation, winter, all equally traumatic experiences. But unfortunately, even as therapy has become more mainstream, the black community has had a tough time getting the help that they need.
It's hard enough to get mental health treatment in the US, but studies show that racial and ethnic minorities are significantly less likely to receive mental health treatment than whites.
Black and Hispanic children are less likely to get mental health care than white kids.
And studies show that irritability in the average white teenager is often labeled as depression. That same behavior is more likely to be seen as disruptive in black or Latino children. And doctors say that can lead to feelings of hopelessness at a very young age.
Yes, one of the reasons many black people don't get the proper treatment is misdiagnosis. What is seen as depression in white people can be seen as disruptive behavior in black people. And this shouldn't be surprising, right? This kind of thing happens in medicine all the time, mixed diagnoses. It's like when a black person has a seizure, it's a medical emergency. But when a white person does it, it's called dancing. But it turns out, even when black people are properly diagnosed with mental health issues, it can still be a challenge to find a therapist who's equipped to handle their needs.
Making the crisis worse, not enough African-American therapists. Today, only 4% of psychologists are black.
Kevin Durden says admitting he needed help was actually easier than finding it. He saw three different therapists, but felt that none of them understood the stress and emotions unique to black men.
When Taraji P. Henson's own son, Marcel, was struggling, she found it nearly impossible to find him one.
Trying to find a culturally competent therapist was like looking for a purple unicorn with a gold horn.
Do they understand the cultural context from which I'm coming from? Do they understand the culture that I live in?
That's right. It's extremely difficult for black people to find a black therapist. And it's been like this for a very, very long time. I mean, that's why Martin Luther King Jr. was always describing his dreams to huge crowds. You know, it's just like, I had another dream that I'm being chased by bears in my underwear. Does anyone here know what that means? Now you may think that a therapist's race shouldn't matter at all. And that's true. But if you think about it, it does make sense. For many white therapists, no matter how good they are, it can be hard to understand the particular experiences of a black person. You know, just sitting there in a session, even if they're trying, it could be like, so you say people are following you around the store and you're invisible, but only to taxi drivers? Paranoid delusions. So when it comes to mental health, there's a very real struggle for black people to access healthcare, get diagnosed correctly, and find a therapist who can relate to them. But if that wasn't bad enough, there's another major hurdle stopping black people from getting therapy, and it comes from the black community itself.
We have a stigma in the black community when it comes to dealing with mental health.
Black students say where they come from, it's shameful to talk about anxiety, depression, and trauma.
It's not okay to have mental health issues, or like, that's a white people thing.
I've heard all the time, black men don't go to therapy, they go to the barbershop.
I told my own mother that I was seeing a therapist, and she said, you don't need to see a therapist. What you need to do is see a preacher.
You got Jesus.
Right.
You don't need anything else.
Right.
You know, just buck it up.
Ah, yeah. That's a line every black person knows all too well. You don't need therapy, you need Jesus. And my response is always, why can't we use both? Because church is a great place for community, but therapy is great for one-on-one mental health needs. I mean, I bet Jesus himself wish he could have gone to therapy at times, you know? Just be like, so my best friend betrayed me, and I was born in a freaking barn, plus my birthday always falls on Christmas, so I only get one set of presents. It's so shitty! So yes, part of the problem is that there's a major stigma in the black community around therapy. And honestly, I can understand why many black people would rather deal with problems at church. It's a familiar place for us, right? You trust the people there, and it's also a fun atmosphere. Like, therapy doesn't seem fun. Church is cool. I get it. In fact, that's what I was thinking. Maybe that's one way we could try and help solve this therapy crisis. We need to make therapy a little bit more like black church. And I think it would be pretty dope.
I don't know. It's just really hard for me to let people in. And I feel like it's probably because every time I show affection, it just feels like weakness.
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear what Brother Jabuki just said right here? Brother Jabuki said that he can't show affection because it feels like weakness. But before we can understand what hurt us, you gotta understand who hurt us. Who hurt your Brother Jabuki?
Oh, wow. I would probably say my father. Because he was really emotionally distant, but then so was his father, which is probably where he got it from.
The sins of the father. Passed down from generation to generation. And what will break this cycle other than a reflective analysis of the ego's hold on your psyche?
I need to self-actualize.
You need to what?
Self-actualize?
Self-actualize.
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 Self-actualize, self-actualize, self-actualize.
He's gonna empower himself.
Overcome his demons.
Deal with his forgotten memories.
Repression.
Confront his dysfunctional avoidance of intimacy.
He didn't go to prom. He didn't go to prom. He didn't go to prom. He didn't go to prom.
We're out of time. We cannot pick this up next week.
Right. Thank you so much. I've just been going through a lot, and it was really helpful to talk to you. Sorry. It should actually be covered. I have Blue Cross.
Son, the only cross in my network is Jesus.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.